As a parent, we hear a fair amount of advice about appreciating the moment and not letting their childhood pass us by. And yes, that is profound and true and all of those very important things. But let's be honest here. Sometimes parenting is really tough and you feel pushed way beyond your limits. Way. Now, there was a blog post passing around social media, and it has had some great comfort for those parents who are out there doing their best but living in the real world. So here's what it says. It says, "You are not a terrible parent if you can't figure out a way for your children to eat as healthy as your friends' children do." She's obviously using a bizarre and probably illegal form of hypnotism. "You're not a terrible parent if you yell at your kids sometimes. You have little dictators living in your house. If somebody else talked to you like that, they'd be put in prison. You're not a terrible parent if you can't figure out how to calmly give them appropriate consequences in real time for every single act of terrorism that they so creatively devise. You're not a terrible parent if you'd rather be at work. You're not a terrible parent if you just can't wait for them to go to bed. You're not a terrible parent if the sound of their voices sometimes makes you want to drink and never stop. You're not a terrible parent. You're an actual parent with limits. You cannot do it all. And we need to admit that one of the casualties specific to our information-saturated culture is that we have these skyscraper standards for parenting, where we feel like we're failing horribly if we feed our children chicken nuggets and we let them watch TV in the morning. One of the reasons we're so exhausted is that we're oversaturated with that kind of information about what parents we should be. So maybe it's time to stop reading the blogs that tell you how to raise the next president who knows how to read when she's three and who cooks, not only eats her vegetables. Maybe it's time to embrace the kind of parent who says sorry when you yell, who models what it's like to take time for yourself, who tries to be the better version of the person that you actually are, and not more strength to be an ideal parent. I love it, and I live it.